Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Great to have you here. We're excited to have a few more songs by Shannon LaBrie and Tim Barrett. And Shannon, what is this? I enjoyed you. By the way, we didn't get to talk much about American Dream, but I really love that song. That's just great. And that's been used for something, hasn't it? Somebody picked that up for something, or am I wrong? Did I read that wrong?
It's been used in a few different ways, but yeah, it's people enjoy that song.
Yeah, it's a really great song about America, and those early memories that helped make it. Now, life has not always been rosy for you.
No, it has not.
Right?
It hasn't for anyone though, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I you have a song called "Heaven Crashed Down." Mm-hmm. And you were telling me you'd like to do it. What exactly motivated that song?
Well, so I learned to play guitar from my dad, and he passed away when I was younger, so that's what it's about. But I actually started doing this really great thing called therapy I discovered a couple years ago. And I was there for different reasons, processing some things, but I ended up inadvertently kind of grieving the loss of my father just a couple years ago. And through that process of working through it, I ended up writing a song about him. So
yeah, and I'm struck by the image again that you use in this song and how you use images. Mm-hmm. And I think about, and maybe I'd like the audience to think about too, a little bit about how William Carlos Williams uses images, the poet. Before you sing it, I thought that I could put that in people's minds because there's something in the song that I think is really poignant. So, would you like to sing it?
I would. Great. Yes. And I will add, I really just write sad songs. That's really all I like to do. But I wrote this song. It is about losing my dad had cancer when I was young. But for me, when I was younger, I felt very alone. And I didn't really have a lot of people in my life that I thought I could relate to or talk honestly about that with. And so when I play this, I always like to say that if you are going through something like that, you're not alone. So just know that. It took a toll on Mama, the things she wrote. There's nothing quite like dying real, real slow. Our stairs were dark, dark green. I used to cry there a lot while the man of her dreams was up the stairs half gone. Those were the days when heaven crashed down, hell showed up. I was just 13, clinging to the middle ground. He was all we had, he was all I'd lost. The morning heaven crashed down, I grew up. Took a toll on me, the things I'd pray. Angry is not the word, no, it was more like rage. I hated everything but time, especially those dark green stairs. They'd be the last stairs he'd ever climb, and the first stairs he'd ever come down dead. Those were the days when heaven crashed down, hell showed up. I was just 13, clinging to the middle ground. He was all we had, he was all I lost. The morning heaven crashed down, I grew up. I was just a little girl without a care in the world. except you lying there. Oh, I hated you lying there. Heaven crashed down, hell showed up. I was just 13, clinging to the middle ground. He was all we had, he was all I lost. The morning heaven crashed down. Oh, the morning heaven crashed down. The morning heaven crashed down. I grew up.
Songwriters, listen to me. If you want a tutorial in songwriting, this was the song to do it. It's a remarkable song and a great construction, incredible songwriting here. I was thinking about William Carlos Williams because he was a poet who meant a lot to me, doctor in Passaic, New Jersey, who wrote wonderful modern poetry, and he wrote a poem called The Red Wheelbarrow. And Your Green Stairs got me thinking about that and how an image works in a song. And in his song, his poem was very short. It was like, so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. And that's all it was. But that image was stark. And it was really, he said later, it was about his relationship to an African-American man who lived next to him, and they had a very warm relationship, or somebody he knew anyway. It was about this relationship. And I thought about how images build content in songs, and how the stairs are such a symbol, and you bring them back in the end too, and how they're a symbol of that heaven and going up and down in that sense throughout the song. And they really hover there in a way that's really great. And that's really...
I have to be honest. And I'm not being modest in any way, but okay. I really, for me, when I write songs that are that personal, I don't really sit down and think, how am I going to depict, feeling? I was sitting on my couch watching the Tom Petty documentary, which is an awesome documentary. And I was sitting there, and again, I was in therapy, which is awesome. If any of you want to talk about therapy, just grab me later. But I had this melody in my head, and I just walked up into my kitchen. I was like, I need to write this. And I just kind of sang halfway through the chorus, just mumbling through. And, wrote down the lyrics and kept working. And then halfway through writing it, I looked at the screen. I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm writing the first song I've ever written about my dad in my life. So it was very much a emotional outpouring than a craft. So I can't take credit for being crafty.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Maybe the craft, and we think about this at Wild Rose Moon, maybe the craft is in everything you've listened to.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the craft comes out of that close listening. And so that is a huge art, just to be able to listen really closely to others that you love and be able to construct verses that inspire you from that. And that's clearly, that's what you've done. So share with us another song. What do you got?
So I played American Dream. I love my country. I feel very lucky to live here. But I hate politics more than anything. And so I wrote a song called It's Political. And I told this story the other night in Goshen, but I had a chance to tour on some dates with a guy named Billy Bob Thornton, who's an actor, but he's also a musician. And his band, they usually hang out on their nice tour bus, and we hang out in the bathroom, because that's our green room, usually. So this is they're very, very nice. But they hung out in our soundcheck one of the nights, and one of his guitar player comes up, and he goes, oh, I love that song that you played in soundcheck. I said, oh, thanks. And he goes, what's it called? I go, oh, it's Political. He goes, that's okay. I said, no, That's the title of the song. But anyway, this is It's Political. It's the single on my new record, War and Peace.
So cynical. Oh, every word is so predictable. Every promise you made. Oh, it's political. The super fragile egotistical. You must believe that we're invisible. And we've got nothing to say. Well, I want.
For songwriting, you know?
I agree.
It's an amazing thing, creativity. I think it's really a great, it's such a wonderful mystery. And it's such a lovely thing to have as a tool for unearthing parts of ourselves.
And I don't have to pay for therapy anymore because I do this.
You've got the songs, right? You've got the songs. So what are the various reactions? You've sang this a lot of time. Didn't it climb up the indie charts and stuff?
It's on the radio, which is cool. I like the reactions though, because some people, like the band I played with last night, Shiny Shiny Black, they kind of get the song that it's about hate, like just hating politics. But so many times I'll have people come up to me and be like, "Oh, so great to meet a good, strong Democrat. And at the same show, I'll have somebody say, it's great to meet a young Republican. That's awesome. So it's always funny because people sometimes miss the idea behind it, that it's about just not liking any of it.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's not a side. It's a...
Politics is messy and tough and hard, and we've had we get way too much of it all the time, and the general belief is we just want to go on. Can't we just go on living our lives, you know? But it's tricky stuff.
Turn the TV off. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Turn the TV off and the radio on.
Tricky.
Like that. Yeah.
Turn your radio on. So in your bio, you were talking about theology and philosophy, and I was thinking about, what kind of theology, what kind of philosophy, what was that all about? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, man. I knew his questions were going to be a bummer, because he didn't like pre them with me, so I'm like, I know they're going to be hard. Yeah, so I grew up in a really religious family, and when I was younger, I got very sick. I have a disease that put me in the hospital for about 4 years when I was young. And through that process of actually almost died a couple times. And when that happens when you're a kid, you start thinking about a little deeper things like, where am I going after that? And what does that mean? And what is this flesh and bone? What's this all mean? And my dad was, my parents were both religious. And when he died, a lot of that song actually, Heaven Crashed Down, I actually met almost theologically. Because when he died, in a sense, my faith was very much broken at that moment. And from that time on, I really just started to dig into philosophy. I just had a lot of questions. Also, one of the things I love about Lauryn Hill is one of her lyrics is, if you want to know the answers, you got to ask the questions. And so I just am very curiously always been on a journey of figuring out what I believe and where my theology and philosophy stands in life. But I guess that's a PC answer.
I thought that was a really good answer. Okay. And I thought it was really about what the moon is all about, you know? People come. Creativity is a series of asking questions.
You know? Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you ask questions of everything you produce. So it has been such a joy to have you on the Wild Rose Moon Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you guys so much. And I have to say... a lot of times when I play shows, I'll play at bars. Thank you for not being drunk and yelling me to sing Freebird or a plethora of other songs I get. So thanks. Writing songs, it is hard. It's a commitment of life, really. So to have people here listening to the details and the lyrics is fantastic. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you. That's terrific. Shannon LaBrie, everybody. Tim Barrett on bass. Terrific work. I want to thank all our, Margaret Balmer. I want to thank Riley O'Connor. I want to thank Sid Schroyer and Judy Schroyer and Michelle Schricker and Marsha Heinsberger and Howard Gibbs and Nate Butler and Dan Schubert and all those people who helped make the moon work. Come, help make the moon work. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.